From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7 to March 9. Stefan de Mistura saying this will allow the cessation of hostilities in force since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Washington would support such a delay.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the U.N. that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing, and if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, well, then, you know, we're supportive of that.
Although international observers continued to report some violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so, as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. The opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire by repeatedly attacking its positions. International prosecutors Tuesday accused a Malian jihadist of a war crime, unleashing an assault on the centuries-old World Heritage site of Timbuktu. Ahmed El-Faki El-Mahdi is accused of leading and taking part in the 2012 attacks on several mausoleums and mosques. Nethik Tuareg, member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine, is the first person to be charged by the International Criminal Court.